Just gone 22 minutes after 6. And here's our record of the week all this week here on Ocean. And he'll be our guest right after this. Here's Danny O'Connor. This is Winner on Ocean.
I don't want to be in this life if you're not in it. No one needs to be left outside alone. I find some ways to justify my limits, being proud of every home. Tread a lonely journey onwards, the life that's opened up for me.
That is our Play Irish single all this week here on Ocean FM, and we're liking that. That is a song called Winner. And we have the winner in studio himself. Danny O'Connor joins us, and he's brought the good weather with him as well. Danny, you're very welcome to Ocean FM.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here, Shamie.
You're hearing all that, you are. We're kind of getting organised in here. But looking forward to having you in studio. As I say, that's a record of the week, and it's a cracking wee tune.
Yeah, well, look, the song is really about counting your blessings. We went through a very difficult time there the last while. We'll not mention the word. We've a little daughter now. I'm married to a German girl, and we've a little daughter. She's 5, and she just kind of kept me going throughout the whole thing, And I was recording the album at the same time, so I kind of pinched myself waking up in the mornings and her coming in to scratch me back. It just felt so special, and I'm the winner. No matter, look, we live in an absolutely fantastic place here. It's great to be home, right? The northwest coast of Ireland is such a class place. I'm in Berlin for 12 years, like, but no matter how bad things get, there's always someone worse off. Oh. And there's always, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Absolutely. It's nice to have that positivity. You are from Ballyshannon and you're well known up that neck of the woods, and we're introducing you to the rest of the county, Sligo and Mayo and Leitrim, listening across the northwest. And you got a brand new album. It's in the pipeline. That'll be coming out next month, is it?
Yeah. So the second single, The Winner, you just played it there. That was just released last Friday, the 5th. And we had the video release on the Sunday. Check it out. It's on YouTube. And it features my little girl.
Good.
Yeah. It's A Day Out With Daddy. And the next single, which I'll play today for you guys, is due on the 2nd of September. And then we have the album at the end of September, the 30th of September, it'll be coming out, Wisdom and Graft.
We're looking forward to getting a hold of that, and we'll be looking forward to giving it a spin. Like, you started in Ballyshannon, and then, you know, for some reason you moved to Berlin. A bit of a change, and a bit, as I say...
Very different place,
A bit different, and I suppose you had to learn the language and...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I done an intensive six-month course when I got over there. It was tough. It was tough to adjust to a city with, you know, with the population of Ireland,
yeah,
basically living in it. You know, I was just speaking to a lady this evening from Ballyshannon, and she said she's coming over in October, and she was saying that she's staying in the city centre, but actually Berlin doesn't have a city centre, you know. Yeah. Berlin is made up of all these districts, and they all have their own, like, little small sort of city centres. But Berlin is such a huge place, you know. It's more like, it's more based on a sort of a New York, London model. But it's a massive city, you know, and I love it over there. It's home to me, but, you know, the northwest coast of Ireland is always home to me. And look, when the sun shines, and it's like that today. There's no better place to be in the world, I find. It's just it's an amazing place to be when the sun shines. It's class.
Well, it's great. You're home. You have a window. You're probably home for a week or two, or 2 weeks, I think it is. Glad to get you in. Come here. You're going to do something live in the studio for us. The next single.
Well, this one actually, no, I'm not. I'm gonna do the next. I'm gonna do the next single, second song.
Second song.
This one is a more mellow, song, and it's gonna be the last song on the album. This was actually the last song recorded for the album.
Okay.
And we decided to put it last because it has a really nice feel to it. It's called "Don't Close Your Eyes."
Man needs no beginning, keeps wandering on this journey through a tired soul, somehow yearning, forgotten thoughts of me and you. What comes to mind? All this carnage to leave this world so far behind. Don't close your eyes to wake the morning in a different life, in a different mind. A quiet voice, so softly spoken, keeps rambling through noisy few. A beaten heart, so full of glory, will bear no grudge or pay no dues. What comes to mind through all this carnage? To leave this world so far behind. Don't close your eyes to wake the morning in a different life, in a different mind. La, 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 la.
us strength. Protect the lonely, keep battling on this world of you. Bring love and hope to fearless outlaws. You're in this life, keep wandering through. What comes to mind through all this carnage? To leave this world so far behind. Don't close your eyes to wake the morning in a different life, in a different mind.
Absolutely wonderful. You're listening to Danny O'Connor live here on Play Irish on Ocean FM this evening. Absolutely fantastic. I told you it'd sound great. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, lovely.
A lovely
this
sound.
This is a really nice room. This.
It's a nice room. It gives a nice vibe and yeah. You can feel it and you're enjoying that.
Lovely, yeah.
Tell me, you're a full-time musician and what's that like? Like, you're living in Germany, so Berlin.
It's tough.
Come into the mic there a wee bit.
It's really tough, Shamie. You know, it's not...
It's not...
It's not straightforward.
No, I'd say not.
You know, I have an Irish folk band in Berlin. We do a lot of weddings and festivals, and we do some higher profile gigs and like kind of all over Germany. And I mean, that pays the bills. You know, that's my. It was always difficult for me to just be an original artist, you know.
Well, that's the hardest thing out there.
It is, really. Without, you know, being an independent recording artist is a really difficult thing, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I like a challenge, and you know, nothing phases me. You know, when I put my mind to it.
But you have to get yourself out there.
You have to be solid and strong, and yeah. You have to have a bit of a hard neck sometimes, you know.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a hard neck. No. Trust me, I've been in this business for 40 years. Yeah. I'm still
honestly, like, I mean, yeah. look, since I've, you know, the first couple of years in Berlin, you know, were really, really tough for me. You know, I trolleyed my gear to gigs, up and down lifts, on trains. And that's how
yeah, for people who haven't been to Berlin, you know? It is an absolutely massive city.
Yeah,
like.
It's huge. Yeah. And look, I grew my name over there. I grew the name of the band, and now, you know, my phone rings or we get emails about gigs all over the place now. And I've got my own wheels. Yeah. I'm on my third car now over there, so. It's really organically grown from the
well, you put
up,
the work,
you know?
In and
yeah, and I'm proud of it. Yeah. I'm proud of it, and I'm really proud of this album because it came at a time when, you know, the world was just a strange, very strange place, and one of the guys that plays with us, Mo Michael Jaksch, he's a real Berliner, you know. He's a double bass player. He comes from a mad background in rockabilly music, but he's just a fantastic guy. And I went out to his studio and we started demoing one of the tracks, and that was early in 2020. And you know, the album just grew from there. It was really honestly, as kind of by mistake, the album came about. I didn't have an album written. I had about 8 or 9 tracks written. And honestly, the album just wrote itself throughout the process of the album. And it was mad because, you know, I used to wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and these melodies and tunes would be coming into my head. Like, and if I didn't get up, because I knew there was something about them. Like the songs were kind of coming to me. I know it sounds a bit strange, but the songs came to me mostly in the middle of the night. And I woke up and, you know, I would have went out to my little area and I would have either hummed the melodies into my phone or you know, put my phone on and played the music that was coming into my head. And all of a sudden, it had a huge meaning when we went into the studio with it and we started tracking it and it just, these songs grew into amazing songs, you know, and they just came from nothing, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It kind of reminded me, I remember an interview with Paul McCartney. He said the same thing. He, you know, something would come to him in the middle of the night and he'd do that. He'd get up like that.
Yeah, it's really important. Like, yeah. I mean, your mind obviously races. You're dreaming, your subconscious is working overtime.
It is, yeah.
And honestly, like, I mean, I just can't explain it. I'm trying to.
The most things happen when you're asleep.
Yeah, it's mad. Brain, yeah. It's mad. I would wake up, you know, my wife, she'd be like, you know, Jesus, what's wrong with you? You know, and I'd be just like, I have to go. I have to write this down or I have to hum it into my phone. But it's really important. And I know it's going to be really important. But that still happens to me. You know,
that's good.
I have a lot of new melodies that are gone into my phone, you know, and they will someday turn into songs.
Absolutely.
Magic. It's magic.
It is. It's brilliant. Anybody that sit down, I've interviewed loads of people and lots of people in the show, and, you know, people who sit down and actually write their own songs. That's what I like.
There's an amazing feeling to be able to create. You know, it costs nothing to be able to sit down, create your own melodies and create your own songs. You don't have to pay anything for that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, of course, you have to... You have to invest a lot of time and money into making them be something and live.
Yeah.
You know, but actually the process of sitting down and creating melodies is amazing, you know. And my little girl, we sing together, and, you know, we were up in Letterkenny there for a few days where I used to go to college, and we went up to Rathmullen and Port Salon and up to Fannet Head the last couple of days, and it was just amazing up there. And we, you know, we've been singing melodies and songs and everything in the car, and it's just been amazing. Really.
Right, we're going to get one or more of those melodies. It is the next single, and a shout out for the album as well. The album is titled
Wisdom and Graft,
and I tell you, there's a lot of graft going on here, and a very wise man singing them too.
Thank you, man.
Breathe in the air, my son, for a new day has begun, and the wind and the trees are blowing in the breeze for everyone. Hold in the oxygen of life, for a gift has come tonight. And the engine signs are howling, white cells are fairly growling in dark light. New life, it's gonna be new life. New life, it's gonna be new life. Blood flowing through your veins, let it cover all the stains. When your mammy's calling you, say hello and bring back to be strong. The helicopter's on the floor, a short journey hour or more. Your last breath is in your chest, a crucifix lies on your breast. Hold on. New life, it's gonna be new life. gonna be new life.
You've been listening to Danny O'Connor live in studio here at Ocean FM via Ballyshannon, via Berlin here today. Danny, I wish you the very best with the brand new album. The album is Wisdom and Graft. We'll be having a copy of that here shortly and we'll be giving that a spin. But thanks a million for getting in here. And we will see you the next time you're home. You can drop in.
I'd be delighted. Okay. Absolutely delighted.
Okay, look, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks a million.
God bless now.
Ocean FM's Ocean Drive. Thank